Dog pump laser lift you off the pavement. I'm slashing mic cords, lashing pipe bombs, uniting blood crips, disciples, vice lords, fellas and ex-cons come through stomping. Settle the conflict and what Congress that brought the drugs in. Locked up hustlers, dumped us in prison, and we don't trust ya.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Good morning. You are now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you down my path. And if you are a long-time listener, you'd know that we started the show just a little bit different than we normally do today, but that's okay. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory here live from the most western part of UBC and Vancouver, the lower mainland. If you've never listened to the show before, you are doing yourself a disservice, but welcome. Welcome, listen, we welcome all new listeners. It's a new year, Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. And it's the year of accepting, like accepting all of the good things, accepting all of the, you know what I mean, the people who maybe are bringing negativity in life. I always see things that start off the new year like, oh, get rid of this person. They're negative. Get rid of the negativity in your life. But sometimes you need those negative people. I mean, it's all perspective, right? I watched so many movies over the holiday break. They're like, what is negative, you know? What is good and bad? It's all about perspective. I watched this one movie. I think it's called The Girl with the Many Talents. And it was like they were trying to stop the zombie apocalypse. And so that's pretty much what happened. And then the zombies realized that, like, hey, we're the new heat. And, you know, you're the old shit. So move over. However, if you never listened to the show before, what we like to do here is we like to talk a little bit about some local news, a little bit about some national Canadian news, a little bit about what is going on in the world, particularly our neighbors down south in America. And while they have the government shutdown, who knows? You know, maybe we might have some senators on here or some congresspeople or, you know, who knows who's out of work, bored, and smart. Because we often have guests on here, very smart guests. Also, like, very artistic guests who've just done something. And sometimes those people happen to be my friends. I'm fortunate to be surrounded by very smart, creative, interesting people, way more interesting than me. So I like to bring them on here and talk about their shit. With that being said, you know, we like to start here off with just getting into the weather. And if you aren't familiar with Vancouver weather in... Hold on a second. What the hell is going on? If you aren't familiar with Vancouver weather and what it looks like during this time of the year, be in no surprise that it is raining. It's supposed to be a high of 9 today and throughout the weekend. However, 100% chance of precipitation, so stay your ass inside. Maybe on Sunday you might be able to get out. However, it will be cold at 6 degrees. And then raining all the way and continuing to January 17th. You know, I'm sorry to be leaving you guys again. However, not really, because I'll be enjoying the more southern parts of our continent and, you know, really doing some research and understanding about very important matters. So, I will be here with you next Thursday, though. So I promise not to leave you too many Thursdays in a row. But if you do need to go outside today, you should be prepared for the weather. Also, one of the things I'm like house sitting in Burnaby, and I had no idea that when it's raining in Vancouver, it's potentially snowing at SFU. As you can tell, if you're a new time listener, I'm not a Vancouver native. However, I've grown to like love and accept this as a home for me. And finding out new things like it's snowing on Burnaby Mountain, you know, those are the types of things that I like. However, there is a winter storm advisory for wind and snow if you're heading to Whistler this week or this weekend. Be careful as you make the trek up the Sea to Sky Highway, because we have already experienced too many winter casualties this year, and we don't need one of you four listeners to be another one, because, listen, I need you. So I'm just glad you're here with me. Also, what we like to do, we like to help people. That's what we like to do here, is bring the people information, try to present the information in a very digestible way so that you can, you know, go to your dinner parties or your wintry galas, or, you know, maybe just having a few beers on the weekend, or maybe you're a kid and you want to go to school and you're like, you know what, I listen to this really cool radio program in the morning. Issa's hosted, and he always provides me with tips and new shit I can tell my friends. And so one of those things is, if you're going out in the winter or you're going out in the wilderness, like, we talk about this all the time, and we're actually going to be talking about a cougar that was out found in Abbotsford backyard later. But we talk about this all the time. Staying alive in the wilderness. Because in BC, you are literally just a stone's throw away from killing yourself or from being killed by an animal. Because we live in I don't want to say a dangerous part of the world, but it's definitely can fool you, you know, because it's so beautiful that you might be mistaken. So if you're out in the wintry wilderness, there's 8 things that the CBC suggests that you do. And I'm here to tell you that 6 of them you should already know. But we're going to go through all 8. So just research the area beforehand. Maybe buddy up with an experience. Obviously, tell people where you're going. I do this out of the habit because I like to hike by myself. Is that, you know, sometimes you're just like, fuck it, I don't want anybody to know where I'm at. But you should share your route plan, pack properly. Don't count on your cell phone, especially if you have an iPhone, because if it's like mine, it dies as soon as the temperature drops below 40 degrees or below 8 degrees. and know what to do if you get injured and what to do if you get lost, and bring a whistle. That's not on the list. It's number 9. That's a tip from Issa here. Listen, trying to keep you safe, and you should bring a whistle. One, because whistles are really fun to blow when there's nobody around, as loud as you can. Like, it's a great way to let off some steam. But also, it's a great way to get found. Listen, I've never had to blow one to get found, but I've seen a lot of movies, and I don't know why blowing a whistle is not on the CBC's website. Like, they tell you things like, bring a buddy. Like, of course I'm going to bring a buddy. Or, you know, tell people, like, of course I'm going to pack and dress warm. Give me some real shit, you know what I mean? What happens if a raven attacks me? Because I don't know if you've ever seen a raven up close. Those birds are huge. I don't know if you listen to the show a lot. If you do listen to the show, you'll know that we love talking about animals. And there's an animal story that you're not going to want to miss coming up. No, they haven't found the otter yet. However, this is also happening in Chinatown, and it's just a little more spicy.
Cause I got next, shit, they know it. I might just pull up and go flex, shit, they know it. I've been stacking, counting up them checks, shit, they know it. Bitch, I'm about to turn up with myself, yeah, they know it. You all on the line, but she with me, she coming over. I be with the gang, we blowing rocks at Bossa Nova. Smoking on that gas, you know we never out here sober. Watching out for snakes, I cut the grass and see the cold.
Fucking out of time, that's right. That's how a nigga came up. I'm looking at the top. People got way more strangers. Looking at the top, where people got way more paper. I got a juice, I got a sauce, so much flavor. Looking back in my days, when I had a low fade, when I had a bad race. Classmates with two face, had a watch for them snakes. Cause they say them snakes like to creep a night. Like to watch the things you do and take a bite.
Fuck who got right now, cause I got next, shit they know it. I might just pull up and go flex, shit they know it. I'm about to turn up with myself, yeah, they know it. You all on the line, but she with me, she coming over. I be with the gang, we blowing rocks, I bossa nova. Smoking on that gas, you know we never out here sober. Watching out for snakes, I cut the grass and see the cold.
New whip, ayy, new Range Rover Sport, oh. Pull up on them, cross them up just like the car, ayy. I don't talk about it, I just get right to it. I don't talk about it, I just like to do it. Plus I got a bankroll, made it kiss the rainbow. Peeled off switching lanes, bro. Please don't say my name, no. That's you with the gang, no. That's just how the game goes. Say they real, they ain't though.
Fuck who got right now, cause I got next. Yeah, they know it. I might just pull up and go flex. Yeah, they know it. I been kinda waited on them checks. Yeah, they know it. Bitch, I'm about to turn up with a set. Yeah, they know it. You aren't on the line, but she with me, she coming. Toast, cause we only getting older. Drinking Henny, you will never get me sober. Watching out for snakes, I cut the grass and see the cold. I had to level up. I don't wanna be no runner up. Nigga, I'm blessed, don't need luck. The thing I don't give is give a fuck. I battle snakes, call me Chick-fil-A. You know how this tastes. I'm a staple in my city, dog, until I pass away.
Fuck who got right now, cause I got next, shit, they know it. I might just pull up and go flex, shit, they know it. I've been stacking, counting up them checks, shit, they know it. Bitch, I'm about to turn out with my set, yeah, they know it. You all on my line, but she with me, she
come. Back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Simple. Call in. Tell us your New Year's resolutions. I currently have none. But I've got goals, though, you know. I don't mind not have any resolutions, but I have goals. Listen, and if you don't have goals, you know, maybe you're playing defense. Maybe you were like, you know what, 2018 was on the attack, and I wasn't ready for it, so I need to get on defense. And that's sometimes how I felt because, listen, I started off my 2000 and what the hell is that noise? I started off my 2000 and what's that year? 2018. Getting in a car to go car accident. And that was probably the worst way. Hold on one second, guys. Is that better? Man, I can't even tell which. Sometimes you're like, oh, which mic is this? Which mic is working? I have no idea. This one is, I believe. Can you hear me? I'm not sure I can hear myself. Great. But, you know, sometimes you're like, I don't know if I have goals. Sometimes I want to play defense, see what happens in this year. And if you're seeing what's happening in this year, there is a good possibility that a viral video of a rat turning up in a bowl of soup here is real. And I don't know about rat soup for you guys. Like, I don't even know if I'd be so opposed to rat soup if I felt like they weren't getting the rats from outside. You know, I mean, like, we eat so many different animals that, like, it's not, like, you know, what is a rat, you know? I'll probably eat one of those. But the fear is that, like, you know, they're catching the rats in the alleyways, particularly these alleyways of the downtown east side. And those rats, not only have they seen some shit, but they have also stepped in lots of shit and needles and, but anyways. A customer at Crab Park Chowdery ordered a Manhattan chowder on Thursday, and as they were looking through, you know, putting the fixings on their chowder, their spoon pulled out a rat. So if you want to check this, it's on the globenews.ca. You can just check out the rat soup video. So after the video went viral, because, like, this is, like, an important thing, because when it comes to Chinese restaurants, you know, it's, one, it's, like, stereotyped that they use cats and rats in their food, and so we really try to get away from those stereotypes, so, because it's important, you know, that we don't, you know, vilify people and their restaurants and their livelihoods by stereotypes, like, that is a very important thing to consider, particularly when watching like a viral video at a Chinese restaurant. And this is the reason why they brought in the CSI to see for authenticity. And so when they're checking for authenticity on these types of videos, they check for two things. One, whether it looks like the video was doctored. And two, they check for whether it's been staged. And the investigator in this part says, the biggest question I have is what happened before or what happened after, because the video is pretty small of them lifting. I can't even do it without, like, gagging, looking at the video. It'll be posted on Off the Beaten Path Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/OTBP20XX, or you can check out the video there. But also, you can see the rat in the video, but the main question is, okay, how did the rat get in there? And what they say is that it is potentially authentic because it shows that the rat has been exposed to a high temperature of heat due to, like, the cooked portions of the rat. And the owner says he's never saw the rat, but he's shocked and doesn't know how a rat could have gotten into the soup. The woman who filmed the video said they were given a full refund and a $100 gift card. Them giving a full refund, $100 gift card, makes them feel like the video is legitimate. Wow. I just read that whole story for the whole time, for the first time, and I'm stunned. I'm stunned by the idea that, yo, that there was a rat in somebody's food, and they accepted a $100 gift card, because 100%, you give me a $100 gift card to your restaurant that served rat soup. I mean, like I said, rat soup without me ordering rat soup, I'm never going there. And also, I feel like giving that gift card away would be a insult to whoever gave it to. And so, you know that we like to talk a little bit about animals, so we're just going to keep it on the animal theme here. My favorite animal stories always involve animals coming back and taking over. Because, like I said at the beginning, you know, who's to say who's right and who's wrong? I'm on Team Animals until Team Animal is on me. You feel me? You know what I mean? Like, until the animal comes and tries to get me, I'm for it. Because that's the circle of life. Like I said, I hike a lot, often by myself. Even though I tell people the routes and bring a whistle, that doesn't mean I'm always protected. Sometimes I'm scared. And when I'm scared, that's probably because, like, you know, I can feel like, wow, there's a cougar stalking me, or there's a bear watching me, and I'm not sure if I'm ready. Like, I got to the cougar part in Red Dead Redemption, and I died 3 times. And, like, this isn't Pac-Man or some Bandersnatch BS. Like, I'm not coming back once I'm gone. So, in North Carolina, at the Nature Conservatory Sunday, Alexandra Black, a recent graduate from Indiana University, was interning there, and she was attacked by the lion after he managed to escape. And she unfortunately died, and then they killed the lion. Rest in peace to Mattai and to Alexandra. But I don't really take much. I like when animals are in the wild and they're killing safari guests. When they're killing conservatories, like, you know, I have mixed feelings. However, maybe we shouldn't keep animals, particularly lions, locked up in cages, and they wouldn't, you know, do lion shit and attack people. And this isn't an animal, but there's somebody who's going to be mad in British Columbia come today, because a winner has until January 3rd, so today, by end of day, to claim their $1 million lottery ticket, because they expire after 365 days. And I don't know about you, but if January 4th rolled around and I just found my lottery ticket worth $1 million and I lost it, I would lose it. You know, $1 million might not change your life, listener. However, $1 million would 100% change my life. Like, there's so many things that I couldn't imagine doing with $1 million. And even after taxes, so let's just say you end up with $500,000. So many things I could do with $500,000. I could pay some student loans, which might not necessarily change my life, but might change my brother's life, my sister's life. Me and my roommate were talking about this yesterday. Like, how much money would it take to change your life? And I feel like $1 million is pretty good. I'd definitely quit my job, start a production company. What type of production? You'll have to listen to after the break, when we talk a little bit about why I think this elderly couple committed suicide and it was an act of love. when we come back.
And you'll surely witness. I'm from Ketha, but I've been in Malkuth doing business, moving vicious, cause I see the cycle getting repetitious, and plenty of motherfuckers dead sleeping with the fishes. It's really getting ridiculous. Most folks are envious, or they either scared and in fear like insidious. Times been ugly, but now they just hideous. Everybody's a killer and they trying to hide themselves from us. I'm just being me, never switching for the bucks. I'm in y'all's plan, so I'm something no man can touch. I've been going ham like I'm playing in the clutch. Got the Kyrie step back when actors acting up. Been this way since a pup, you can't even get a sup. Fuck a sub, if you acting different then you getting snubbed. And I ain't even let them come back like the Cubs. That's a dub, I'ma fly like a dove, so what's up? Lost in my mind and I'm drifting. Lost in my mind, seeing different. I've been lost in my mind and I'm drifting. I've been lost in my mind, seeing different. If you ain't showing love, then you only showing hate. And I already get enough. Wanting cream, needed double stuff. That along with the knowledge got my conscience rising up. The frequency way higher than when I was out of luck. So fuck it, if they ain't riding, I'ma leave them stuck. Cause most of them like Biden, Joe's trying to get a buck. I'm a pro, so they duck and say I'm loco. Meanwhile, rappers say the same thing like Coco. So I gotta snap like necks in bad chokeholds. I don't see a threat, I don't stress over bozos. I bounce back the best and that's no pogo. I did it all solo with the mind of a mogul. They tried to throw a low blow, no. I got my guard higher like I got God higher. A star that's getting brighter. Hanging in like a fighter, I gotta be liver. Show a bob and weave and end them with good nighters. Lost in my mind and I'm drifting. Only bringing fire. Lost in my mind, seeing different. I've been lost in my mind and I'm drifting. I've been lost in my mind, seeing different.
Back at Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and you're listening to Off the Beam Path. Thanks. Thank you. You know what? You're welcome. It's 2019. You got to take what's yours, you know? That includes whatever you can imagine. However, so, I don't know if you heard. I heard. There was an elderly couple who died in Langley over the weekend. Christian and Imgard died Sunday morning when their car was hit along the track near the Langley bypass at Glover Road. And emergency workers said the couple, who had been married 70 years, died at the scene. And so I heard this story over the news, and this might be a controversial position, considering I don't know Christian or Imgard. They've been married over 70 years. Listen, they talked the story on CBC and the story on the radio talked about how this couple, they talked about the history of this couple. And you know, while they married 70 years is a long time. And it's very interesting because I feel for myself that when, over the break, my grandfather, he is now in a nursing home. And it's, like, very sad and touching to me because, you know, when you see First, you don't, when you're going through, you don't realize like that you yourself are aging, and then you don't realize that the people around you are aging, and the people in your life who have always been old are now old AF, you know? And so, like going to a nursing home and to visit my grandfather, you know, where he still has a sound mind, you know, and him talking about all of the other old people in there. And like you learn there's like different levels of old. So imagining that a couple who was on the way to the doctor's office, who had been married for 70 years, might have just opted out, because there's a lot of people in the nursing home. There's a lot of old people, which, given the opportunity, I feel would 100% opt out. Like, I saw an individual, he fell asleep with bacon in his mouth, and then, like, I was just like, yo, that dude would opt out. I would 100% opt out. Like, whenever I get to that point, listen, if you are listening to my radio show and you know me personally, or you don't know me personally, and you are like, you know, I don't know how you would possibly know. Maybe you check Facebook or Twitter, or maybe you follow me on Instagram. And if you see me post on Instagram, like, yo, please help. Just come opt out for me. However, I saw the story and I was like, immediately, I feel like they probably drove the car in the train tracks, because they said there was a bystander who was trying to help the elderly couple move their car off the road. And it wasn't like their car didn't start. The son knew immediately when he heard that an elderly couple had died. He knew immediately it was them. I just feel like they're probably like, I'm done with this. And they just left. Like, I remember when my great-grandmother died, she was just like, yo, I'm ready. And that was like 10 years before she died. She's just like, yo, I want to go. I feel that we don't particularly provide spaces for old people here, like in our society, for them to like remain purposeful long after retirement. Like, we put so much emphasis on work and like your productivity being like what you are providing society, that when you are no longer productive, or you are no longer like as efficient as you know, your younger counterparts, and your experience doesn't count for shit, then it's probably time for you to go. That's basically what we tell old people. So, you know, when you get to 90 and 88 and you're chilling, like, luckily you have your spouse there, but, you know, what if you're going to a doctor's appointment and they're telling you, hey, it's about to be a wrap for you, like, you know, for one of you. And so when you've been married 70 years, you don't even know what that's like. So better to go out on your own terms. And that's just how I'm going to think about it. And if you know these people personally and you'd like to call in and cuss me out, you know what? I hope you remembered the number from before, because I am not going to tell you. However, there is a lot going on here in Vancouver. Particularly, you know, we like to talk about, I don't say we like to talk about, but the main thing is housing, drugs, and pipelines. And so while we skipped the pipelines today, because I anticipate that is a topic we will be talking a lot about in 2019, particularly after the federal appeals court upheld the decision to continue the Trans-Morgan pipeline through Alberta and through some of the First Nations communities in BC. We can talk about some other funny things. When we come back, we're going to be talking about cocaine, the Roxy, and a gold medal.
All my everything is for you. All my terrible sense of humor and critical interviews. All my pearly gated redemption and casual afternoons. All this money, you know, I'm making, like racing against the moon. But I'm still paying for profit, and I feel profit watching. Everything is for everything, rhyming with casualty, and no labels is backing me, but my tickets be selling out, and I'm steady raising my feet. It's another hit from the feet, 110 degrees in a desert heat, with a bubble coat to the neck underneath, rolling up on the beach, smoking a holy weed, laughing, baking my homie tea, hoping joking is all we need. When I sell pain for profit, now I binge watch Atlanta, no more TV representation from a Kelsey grammar, let's host the niggas getting checks to work behind the camera, somebody raise a manna.
Truth be told, I put my heart on my sleeve. watch it, set it on the shelf. Now my body got cold. I swore I would never leave. Had to do it for myself to find my friends. I go get your ass.
Recognize real feeling like real proof. Real buddy buddy after the trip to the Cancun. $1 million baby, bet you can get to the hands too. Got a pack of wolves ready to damage a full moon. The only bitch actually rapping to look like me now. Or me out. Kitty just reimagined a freestyle. Damn flood of niggas still waiting for me to reach out. We shadow boxing government hoping they put the leash down. I sell pain for profit, not propaganda. I know cancer's origins linked to Santa. I know Santa's origins linked to money. Mass production of cattle, a slaughtering for the yummy. These niggas is clever. The prison no better. The ghost of the living. We ain't talking about Reggie on Christmas. We almost forget him. What's a casket to a holding cell if a nigga ain't in it? Only reason why I'm steady fading and still independent.
Truth be told, I put my heart on my sleeve. Watch it, set it on the shelf. Now my body got cold. I swore I would never leave. Had to do it for myself to find.
Here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station, keeping you safe in these streets. And so if you are up at 7 a.m., 7:36, listening to Off the Beaten Path, I would suspect that you are either a parent driving your kids to school, or you might be at work, you know, being like, damn, I had to get to work early. Or maybe you're in your house cooking breakfast, or maybe you're not even home yet and you're out partying and you're like, you know what, Issa, this is what I like to do to wind down. However, what you shouldn't do to wind up is do cocaine here in Vancouver, because cocaine tested at Insight contains fentanyl and no cocaine. Appears as a white powder sold in brown paper flaps in the downtown East Side. Which is particularly deadly for those who have no tolerance to opioids. So I'm not a big cocaine user. It's not like my thing. But there's a lot of people who do use it. Like, I never knew that like cocaine was so prevalent until I started working in the bars. And I was just like, holy shit, all of you do cocaine. And yeah, it just blew my mind. And then the fact that like people continue to do cocaine here in Vancouver, where it's deadly, and people like still do it, like still blows my mind. However, this is like a new alert from Andrea Wu. You should follow her on Twitter, because she provides lots and lots of good news updates, particularly about the Lower Mainland and how you can keep yourself safe in many different ways. However, yeah, but don't do cocaine in Vancouver, because it is not safe. Also, don't go to the Roxy if you aren't looking to have a good time. So Jeff O'Neill, he is a Vancouverite, a former junior hockey gold medalist, and a former NHL player. So if you don't know, the Hockey World Juniors are here in Vancouver this week, and Canada just lost. However, Jeff O'Neill was a member of the 1995 gold medal team, and he is a sportscaster here and a former NHL athlete. And so he does what any former NHL athlete does on a Saturday night, goes to the Roxy with his friends. On this Saturday, he particularly decided it would be smart to bring his computer bag, you know, with his work credentials and his gold medal in it. And when he went to leave, he realized his gold medal had been stolen, and he pleaded on CBC.ca for anyone to bring his gold medal back. good luck, Jeff O'Neill. I feel like if you wanted to keep your gold medal safe, you probably should have kept it in the crib. Definitely don't bring it to the Roxy. That seems like the dumbest idea I've ever heard. And whoever has his gold medal, one of the things he said, he was like, what are you going to do? Put the gold medal in your house? Listen, they have a roster. And they have a team. Listen, this guy is a sports announcer. And, like, does he actually think that people are going on the 1995 roster to, like, go down, look up and down to make sure, to see who's on the team? That doesn't even make any sense. You know, people should just be smarter. Like, I hope he never gets his gold medal back. Because shouldn't have brought it to the Roxy in the first place. Like, I understand, you know, we live in a society with laws and rules, and you probably shouldn't be stealing from people. But you know what you shouldn't do? You shouldn't bring a gold medal to the Roxy if you really cared about it. Honestly, you shouldn't bring anything to the Roxy if you really cared about it. And that goes for people, too. You know, the Roxy is for having a good time. And that's about it. And also, if you're in the Roxy, be safe, because there's cocaine that contains no cocaine in it, which I feel like that will probably be found in the Roxy. And the only thing worse than going to the Roxy is dying in the Roxy. So when we get back, we are going to move on to some, I don't want to say funnier stories, but condiments and straws are starting to make people go crazy. And I don't know if it's a consequence of the government shutdown, but it's not looking good for America, folks.
They can't check it to check. Hey, I feel like Lil Boat without ice. I want Ferragamo, I want ice. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super.
Yeah, first I fucked a bit, then I brought my car, yeah. Even with the clouds, we still laying on the stars, yeah. Ain't used to being home, ain't seen my bedroom in a while. Never be out on the road, making figures, ask me how. All the years are straight to play, can't afford to fuck around. All the losses took today, I deserve to bust down. Money piling, show to show, getting hard for me to count. Yeah, I pulled up in my slime, 666, that be the town. Yeah, catch me in the field, send me sauce. Gucci print on my shirt, it look different, hard to find. Walking out from the sex with the flip, I blow they mind. If it ever go to trial, already know I'll beat the time. Mom said I'll be great, take your blessings as a sign. Vacate the Mafi coast, smoking Cuban, sipping fine. And that's XO on my chain, 40 pointers on my length. I said this shit was different, used to go count my drinks.
Hey, I feel like Lil Boat without ice. I want Ferragamo, I want ice. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super cheap.
Diamonds in your face like Stevie, yeah, I make them go blind. Came from outer space like E.T., yeah, I'm about to go live. It's good for a stomach like green tea, yeah, so I hit from behind. Upgrade from outside to the VV, yeah, it only takes time. All of my bubblegum dreams, we gon' see in real life. Baby, got something to sleep, but I ain't laying no pipe. Fucking that bitch till she gets scoliosis, she said I show no emotion. Not of the horse in the stable, I brought a Porsche in the stable, ay.
She's pissed me bad before dark. She swear a rat is a shark. I can't lose these grams all the time.
Hey, I feel like Lil Boat without ice. I want Ferragamo, I want ice. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super size. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. New Patek, alright, yeah, alright. Super thick of thighs, super size. Super thick of thighs, super.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's radio station. And if you like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can call in and tell us your resolutions. You can call in to tell me why you think that those old people dying was an accident. You can call me to tell me about something that happened to you over break that you're like, man, I want people to know this anonymously. However, there's technology now that can detect your voice signature. I don't know. I just made that up. So, I don't know if you've been watching the news, but I always thought that summertime was like the time when, you know, people really got active, you know, and they really got wild. But fast food plus the government shutdown has people in the United States going crazy. So just in Oklahoma City, over the past weekend, a man who has not been found yet fired his gun through a Taco Bell drive-thru window after he was upset that he didn't get the amount of hot sauce that he needed. The Business Insider notes that the man fired his gun through the window in early hours of the morning on December 31st as he was upset about not getting enough taco sauce. And the crazy part is this is not the first time that this man has been upset about not getting enough taco sauce. Now, listen, I've had Taco Bell's taco sauce. I've had sauces that I felt like, you know, maybe this is worth shooting over. The Taco Bell sauce is not one of them. Like, it's almost as ridiculous as the man in what state is this? The man who attacked a McDonald's employee in, of course, Florida, after the new plastic straw law, where he wasn't allowed to get a plastic straw. So he wasn't allowed to get a plastic straw, and he reached over and grabbed the McDonald's worker. Now, there's so many parts of the story which made me upset. One, he reached over and grabbed the woman, and everybody just like stood around and watched. If you watch the video, you know, like if you watch the video, there's the other employees, particularly a lot of the men, just stood around and watched. You know, they didn't jump on this customer who violated this woman and grabbed her. The manager then proceeded to take his order afterwards. This isn't the first time that this man has been in this McDonald's and caused issues. And he wasn't even the first person that he attacked that day in the McDonald's. However, she did give him the beats, and I thought that was a positive. Like, if that shows anything, it's like, yo, you know, teach your daughters how to fight, because she probably hit him like 8 clean times, which caused me to applause. However, the man was eventually caught and charged with battery, but it was just interesting to see the reaction between people. We were talking about this over the weekend. I was with some of my friends about this, like, bystander effect and the idea that, you know, what we think of socially unacceptable things, you know, are pretty much socially acceptable because nobody will step in and do anything about it. And if you can't even be at work at McDonald's and a man jumps over the counter, grabs you by your collar, and, like, people don't even react, like, your fellow coworkers don't even react to that, just imagine what happens on the street with strangers, particularly when women are grabbed or, like, yoked up, and nobody's doing anything. So I see all of these issues, you know, like, don't jump in front of a bullet for a chalupa, but, you know, if there's a man who grabs one of your employees, just step in there and do something about it, because that was the saddest part. It's just like people are just watching, and that happens not just at McDonald's, but happens to females all over. Also, this isn't in Florida, but this happened. Where did this happen? It's like, so at a Doubletree in Portland, a employee called the police on another black person who had just returned from the Travis Scott concert. It's interesting that even with all this news going on, with the news, the continuing of people being ridiculed and fired for, you know, calling the police on black people in places where they probably shouldn't call the police on black people, they still continue to do it. I just feel like there's got to be a better way. Niecy Nash, I don't know if you saw her commercial. I don't know if you listened to the show and you might call the police on a black person in a questionable situation because you listened to me. And if you were the type of person who'd call the police on black people in questionable situations, 100% you would have called the police on me at least one of these Thursdays that I've been doing this radio show. Please refrain from calling the police today. It's not how I like to start my year. However, if you are listening and you're like, you know what? I've always wanted to call the police. You know, I see lots of things and somebody always beats me to it. You know what you should probably do? You should probably thank that person because, you know what? Keep your job. Mind your business. Keep moving. I 100% know that, listen, you keep your job for minding your business. We've seen, you just saw the McDonald's video where people mind their business, keep the job. Even if it's not necessarily the right thing, keep your job, you know? And stop calling the police on black people, particularly at hotels, particularly at their own homes, you know, places where people just want to relax and go to sleep. What you should do is, in a situation where you certainly should not call the police, a Florida fisherman finds 60 pounds of cocaine in the ocean. So a fisherman in Florida pulled 60 pounds of cocaine out of the ocean. The angler noticed a package floating underneath the dock in Isla Morada, Florida, while he was on his way back in on December 29th. He used a pole to fish it out and found a massive package believed to be cocaine. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office shared a statement noting that the package contained smaller wrapped packages full of white powder. And that is another instance where, like, yo, mind your damn business. Stop calling the police. Like, in D.C., so one thing in D.C., we have the Metro. So here we got the SkyTrain, the Metro. One of my favorite signs that I've seen on the Metro is, it's never a bag of money, notify the authorities. And what about that one time when it is a bag of money, you know? What about when it is a bag of cash? And that's what I think about this situation. Like, you know what? It's never cocaine. What if it is cocaine? And so as a Florida fisherman, what I would do is, I feel like you got two options there. Option number one, the sensible, smart option. The option I would take. The option that probably everybody should take. You leave the cocaine there. You don't touch it. You don't even look at it. You don't even realize that, like, what is that? It's none of your business. You move on. You get in your truck. You pack up your fisherman shit. And you get home to your wife and kids, and you relax. You watch football. You watch some bowl games on TV, and you forget about it. Or you pick up the cocaine, and you start your drug empire. Because 50 pounds of cocaine, 60 pounds of cocaine, listen, I watched enough movies, and I know a little bit of math to know that, you know, 2.2 pounds is 1 kilo. So that's about 20 kilos of cocaine. And I know that from The Wire, each kilo, and I know that the information might be dated, but each kilo is like $25,000. So you're just thinking about, like, wow, that's like $500,000. That's like finding a lottery ticket, you know, that you lost 365 days ago. And you're like, what am I going to do with it? Am I going to cash it in? Am I going to wait till January 4th where it's invalid? No, you're going to cash a lottery ticket. And you're going to start your drug empire. Maybe you'll get a next Netflix series out of it. And your family will be rich forever. Like you might catch a drug charge. You might die. However, there's ways to go about it. Smart ways. However, the smartest way is to leave it alone. And that's what I find out a lot of people are missing in 2019. And I feel like this, it's conspiracy, part of the Patriot Act, started in 2001, where we just have this constant surveillance. Like, one of the things I hate about going home in D.C. is that driving there is terrible. And the driving there has not been improved by the endless amount of speed traps, the endless amount of red light cameras. There's no turns on red anymore in D.C. So even if you make a turn on red, you're going to get spotted with a camera. They don't even have police officers to, have the decency to give you a ticket face to face, mano y mano. You know what I mean? You have to get a ticket in the mail like 2 weeks later. And you're just like, you know what? I was hoping that $88 wasn't going to come out of my account. But you know what it's going to? Yes, it is. And it doesn't make the driving any better. But what it does cause is it causes like a society of snitching. And society of not minding your own damn business. Like, you used to be able to make at 4 a.m. in the morning when there was nobody on the road, the lights was blinking. You could just make a left turn. Now you got to wait till it turns green, even though there's nobody on the street. Doesn't make any sense. That's what I think about when I think about people finding 60 pounds of cocaine and not being able to mind their own business, keep it moving. Anyways, you know who is not minding his own business? Kim Jong-un. He says that the U.S. fails to carry out its promise, we might be compelled to explore a new path for defending the sovereignty of our country and supreme interests of our state and achieving peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. One, that was a lot of ands. I feel like whoever translated this probably did a poor job. But then he said, if the U.S. breaks its promises and misjudges our patience by unilaterally demanding certain things and pushing ahead with sanctions and pressure, we're going to have some problems. Now, I don't know how much I take in threats from Kim Jong-un. But I do take some sauce in that he's not talking about me. I feel like when foreign leaders are addressing America, like, I feel like they're not talking about the colored people in America. They're leaving us out of it, even though we're 100% in it. And that makes me nervous, because when the president of your nation is talking about how he's seen generals in the White House and they look better looking than Tom Cruise and they look strong, this is what Donald Trump said yesterday. He said, generals, we got tons of generals, and they look better than Tom Cruise, and they're strong. And it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous that, there's potentially, we got like real people like Kim Jong-un, who's talking about the sovereignty of his nation. And we are we're shutting down the government so that we can build a wall on our southern border between Mexico and the United States, so that a few of the continent's poorest people don't make it into the country. And when I say don't make it into the country, just like they just have to go another way. It's not like we're actually stopping people. That's the end of the show. I appreciate you for being with me for the last hour. Listen, we do this every Thursday. If you like my voice and you like me, you'll probably like my friends. You should listen to us on Tuesdays at Crimes and Treasons here on 101.9 CITR from 8 to 10 every week. That's Homeboy Jules, about to be Big Papa Jules, Horsepower, Malik, Issa, Arian, Jamal Steeles, and Relly Rels. You can also find all of the episodes from Off the Beaten Path on Mixcloud.com or on the Facebook page /OTBP20XX. Have a good weekend.